always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At Los Angeles International Airport, travelers are feeling
extraordinarily jolly.
Amped. Super busy airport.
I was just going to say, you guys have like a lot of checked bags.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like patience is a virtue, and I'm learning it this Christmas.
AAA says about 119 million people will travel somewhere over the holidays. In a New York courtroom today, Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner tells us,
outside the courthouse, and there's about two dozen people here standing in support of Mangione, chanting that there should be justice for Luigi.
A Greensboro, North Carolina police officer was shot to death inside a Food Lion supermarket. Assistant Chief MJ Harris.
Together we are mourning Officer Horan, who was a husband, a father, a son, a friend, and much more to his family.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sometimes talking with family members who have different opinions can be difficult. Will setting boundaries help you avoid additional holiday stress this season? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it. We're not talking about this at Christmas. Then I think that you set it and you maintain it.
Johnson appeared on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it on our Civic Media app or at civicmedia.us.
If you're cooking the Christmas meal for your family, be sure to thaw your turkey or other frozen meat properly to avoid giving the gift of foodborne illness this holiday season. Thawing a turkey on the counter is not safe because the outside layers of the bird can quickly enter the danger zone temperatures where bacteria like salmonella multiply rapidly. Refrigerator thawing is the safest. Allow 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. Cold water thawing is quicker. Change the water every 30 minutes to keep it cold and allow 30 minutes per pound to thaw. The last recommended method is your microwave if it's big enough. You can find more guidelines and information at foodsafetynews.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Defensively, did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendra could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
A winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon as light snow could mix in with a little bit of freezing drizzle. High temperatures today will flirt with the freezing mark, and 1 to 2 inches of snowfall is possible. There will be slick and slippery roads out there, so take it easy and leave early.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Mr. Zomers and I sit down to bring you a special Christmas holiday show and happy Hanukkah as well. Lots of Christmas music and reflections on the season. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our friends, family, really, from Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hittner are going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have our great friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it. We know it's a busy week, especially for you guys at the Chamber. So thank you for being able to make the time and getting into the season. Awesome sweater. This is an awesome sweater, by the way. That's great. Thank you so much for being here, Lacey. We appreciate it. And let's get right into it because you guys have a lot going on. You have some upcoming community events that we wanted to get to, like your annual meeting and awards nominations that are going out.
Yes. So annual meeting and awards will take place in March. However, we are just finishing up the nominations. So please help us recognize businesses in the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce area. Our nomination form can be found at the Chamber, obviously, as well as any event, and then also online at our website. And it's right on the bottom. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's some little Oscar nominees. And then you can click on that, download it. There's also a fillable option if you want to do that. Definitely reach out if it's a little bit not user-friendly for you, or if you want to come in and drop one off.
And Lacey, when it comes to like, do we have kind of examples we can give people as far as if they haven't done this before?
Yes. So there's a couple different categories. And then also it has a list of who the recent winners, the runner up, you know, things like that for the last couple years so that you know essentially who not to vote for because they've already won and they can't win again yet. So large business of the year. We also have innovative business of the year, entrepreneur, small business of the year, community impact of the year, and then business professional of the year. So like the small business of the year, obviously 10 employees or less. And then obviously like innovative business, something different, creative. A past winner for that has been Jacoby Custom Cues. So just little things like that, something that maybe you don't think is necessarily innovative, but something that is different than the mainstream.
And keep in mind, everybody, we understand Midwesterners. Nobody's going to come out and say that they deserve this or they think they are this necessarily. That's where it's on us as a community, as people that go to these businesses, the establishments know these people and like, hey, they deserve to be nominated. This is noteworthy.
Yes.
We want to make sure that this is known and out there. And it's such a fun opportunity for us to be able to do that, to take our local businesses and let them know, hey, we appreciate you. This is really cool what you guys do over here.
Absolutely. And even just to be nominated, I think, is a wonderful way to, you know, even showcase that on your website as a marketing tool. Just we were nominated as this business of the year. I think it's great to obviously recognize businesses as well as, you know, I think when you're younger, it's easier to just like you always give out those attaboys.
Yeah.
But then when you get older, you don't like you just kind of like you're just so focused on the day to day that you don't think about the things that necessarily may be happening in your business or when you're going to work. And I noticed because I work with a lot of chamber businesses and I actually did nominate a couple just because I was like, they're never, one, they'll never nominate themselves, but two, as someone that I've worked in nonprofits for a lot of my life, but I've recognized, like, when you're looking at employees. So when I'm looking at an employee and they're working for someone and they're, like, happy, and they're smiling, and they're supported in ways that I think it's very noteworthy, as well as, like, it's great to see that, because I think that there's a lot of businesses that are these small local businesses that they don't necessarily, you're not just a number. You're important to them. You're someone that they do check in on you. If you're sick, they're making sure that they're checking in on you, or I have to go home and I gotta be with my kid, and you're not having that like backlash or those, some of those feelings that where you work in those big companies, to where here, I think when people say, you know, like, oh yeah, we're family oriented, I think people can say it, but I think when they show it and the actions match the words, it's really wonderful. And I think that a lot of chamber businesses meet that mark.
Whether as an employee or as a customer, you notice there's a difference when you are appreciated. There's a difference in your work. There's a difference in the way you consume or you purchase. So these things have a trickle-down effect, truly do. And it's again, a nice opportunity for employers or for, you know, community members and people buying from these places to be able to highlight them. And it's a wonderful opportunity if you are a business to sponsor or to be a part of this event. There are some different levels for sponsorship as well, Lacey.
Absolutely. So this event has been, I mean, obviously we start planning for it a couple months ago, but our presenting diamond, platinum, and gold sponsorships have all sold out. So we have silver and bronze left. And that's going to be business recognition during the presentation, your logo featured in our marketing and advertising, as well as, business logo featured on our table tents, our event program, and our event presentation. This is exclusive to chamber members, to where we have a lot of the big companies here that are, you know, getting a whole table. And so your logo is going to be right in front of them. And you don't necessarily need to be right in front of them, but subliminally, you're there. They're seeing that. They're seeing that you're supporting local. They're seeing that you care about, you know, our economic, you know, future, our development, and then the growth in our, you know, heart of Wisconsin, obviously our area, as well as our surrounding areas, where, you know, we kind of touch a lot of different things, from Marshfield to Pittsville to Rome, and that you care about it. And I think that, obviously, like I said earlier, actions speak louder than words. And as long as, you know, those things are lining up and you're saying, I support local, and you're doing things that support local, I think that it says a lot about your business, as well as, you know, even if you want to donate and you're not necessarily a chamber member, we are open to that. So maybe you just want to do a raffle basket worth $20 or $25, or you want to donate a bottle of wine. I think that those things are wonderful too, because not necessarily do you need to be in the room to get recognized. Sometimes it works better if you're not there, and you're able to have that there and kind of show, you know, this is what we do. This is our mark. And we want to make sure that 2025 is a great year for everyone.
It really speaks to how popular and how supported the event is, that gold membership went right away. That's gone. Yes. That you already took care of that. Nicely done by everybody. And it speaks to the how intelligent our businesses are around here in marketing. Especially locally here, we understand that nobody has necessarily a gigantic marketing budget. You got to be really smart with your money, and it shows so much, not only of these businesses but of the chamber, of how good you guys are at what you do, by businesses taking some of that and, well, I'm going to be associated with this event. I'm going to make sure my name is a part of this event. And it does it, whatever event we're talking about, everything Lacey just told you is so true. But with an event like this, I just feel it's a little more special, a little more to it, because you have so many businesses coming around. You have so many different walks of life coming to this event. So for your business to be seen by these individuals, it's a little bit more than you may have normally with things. You're going to be seen by even more people, I think you can make the argument, than usual with this event. So cannot encourage you enough to be a silver or bronze sponsor about with this event coming up.
Absolutely. definitely reach out if you want to give me a call and see if, oh, hey, we would like to donate this, or maybe you want to do a silent auction item. Please reach out. I'm open to trying different things. Obviously, last year we did a, you know, we did a pool cue, and I think that was really, really cool. I love something different, as well as you having an opportunity to maybe win something worth a couple $100 just by a little bit of a buy-in. I think that's really great to, obviously, you know, you're going to be able to take that there. You're gonna, like, you know, you're going to be able, it's a conversation starter. And I think that it's really great that Jacoby was able to do that last year and they won too. So that was kind of funny, but it definitely worked well for them. Please reach out, www.hardwisconsin.com, or you can also reach out just to my email, and that's communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or please just give us a call at the chamber. I will give you our office number, but please definitely don't hesitate to hit the extension to do the events and engagement, 715-422-4856.
And this event is about highlighting our area businesses and nonprofits and really being able to take a moment and really highlight them and everything, Lacey. But I also, I've been doing this for a while, and every year this event comes up, I also think of it as a way of us, whether we realize it or not, you mentioned the subconscious kind of having your business out there and it getting into people's heads. To me, it subconsciously, I'm always thankful to the chamber as well. This event really brings that to note of all the work you guys put into a year and all the things that come together and bring so many different walks of life and so many businesses together. This event really, to me, also highlights how important the chamber is in our community. And something we do a lot with nonprofits, I tend to do, especially with the Family Center. You would know if they weren't there. You know, imagining your community without this said business or this nonprofit, you wouldn't know if we didn't have a chamber. You'd feel it. It gives us an opportunity at the end of the year here to also tip our hat, thank the chamber, and appreciate all the work that you and your team put into this community and everything. Because this event is, to me, as much of a highlight as that as it is our local area businesses and nonprofits.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
When it comes to people that want to attend this cool event, we've sold this really good, Lacey. They want to come to this event. Can they come to the event? Is it open to the public? Do the people need to register?
So this is exclusive to chamber members only. They will be receiving invitations in the mail. So if you are a chamber member and maybe you haven't necessarily been active in the 2024 year, and you want to start 2025 off on a different foot, or you really want to get out there and network and share your story, share your why, please register. If you are having some trouble figuring out how to register, we are absolutely able to walk you through it. Holly is like a chamber master. That's what the website we use, but she is a chamber master. She's really, really great at knowing exactly what page you're on without even being next to you. So please register. Stacy and I went and hand selected the meal choices, as well as and we tried every single one of them to make sure that we heard the things that people have been saying about, you know, the food, or, you know, things that we want to make sure that we are touching everything and that we are thinking about everything, even the smallest details, even in regards to just the centerpiece. We went to Red Sands Beach and collected pebbles and pine cones. We went to Sand Valley and got sand for, you know, for our centerpieces. We even cut down some trees that were not alive, but they were still there. They were still standing, just as like the little tree cookies. And our name tents will be on, you know, little pine cones and acorns from things in our area to just kind of showcase how beautiful the heart of Wisconsin is and how much we care about it here. We don't need to order all these, you know, cute little things on Amazon from another place. Mm-hmm. We have it here. Mm-hmm. We just might have to, you know, clean it off a little bit, but yeah, if you saw me and Stacy on the side of the road with gloves and gigantic garbage cans, we were not doing community service. We were absolutely making sure that we were planning for this event, and I am very detail oriented. So when you are there, you're going to see, you know, the orchestra from our high school. You're going to see the little things, because that, to me, that's the big stuff. It's the little things that you put into it that to show that you really do care. And I think a lot of people, they can say it, but I think just showing that, you know, we're out there, we're here, we are here for you. We want to make sure these businesses are supported and that, you know, they're appreciated, as well as, I mean, this, the whole night's going to be about them.
Yeah. There is no shortage of marketing, quote unquote, experts or businesses or anything out there. There's only one that's right in your hometown. There's only one that's local, that knows the same people you know, that knows your community, that knows the weather, knows the how the local sports teams are doing, like so many things. When comes to marketing, nobody's going to help you like the chamber will, and nobody's going to support your business like they do, and do the go the extra mile like they do, like everything that Lacey was just telling us about there. And Lacey, as you were mentioning the silver and bronze sponsorships, I think you touched on this even a little bit and got me thinking more and more. This is a great opportunity if you're not a chamber member, maybe to dip your foot in the water, maybe see what the chamber can offer for you and everything.
Absolutely. And definitely reach out if you have questions or you want to kind of tailor it to where it resonates with your mission and what your business is, you know, what you're focused on. Because I think that if we're on the same page and we know what you need, as much as we are here for you, we can't work with nothing. So if there's something that you feel that you want to see and you're not seeing, please reach out. Please let us know. 2025, we're definitely focused on making sure that we are growing this community and that we understand our businesses and what they need and what they want. And we do hear you. We're here, and obviously we're an open door.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to marketing your business, especially if you've been around for a while, it's nothing against what you've been doing, but every marketing needs to be updated a little bit. Even Nike changes their taglines all the time. It's marketing 101, but you don't always have another set of eyes or somebody to look at things a little differently, and bringing the chamber in really does that. It gives you an opportunity to have a new set of eyes look at this and maybe find a different angle or a different way to market your business that you haven't thought of otherwise. It's one of the cooler creative things we have to offer in this community, is being able to offer businesses that, and encourage you to reach out to Lacey and the gang and find out more about that. And we are speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, I know that you wanted to wrap things up. This is your last time with us for the year and everything.
I know. It's crazy. This year went by quick.
It really did.
I'm very grateful, and to all of our wonderful sponsors over the 2024 year. We could not do it without you. We couldn't do it without your support, without your shares, without your follows, without everything that you guys are putting into it as well. Without that support, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have Lunch by the River. We wouldn't have the Cranberry Blossom Festival, you know, Arts and Crafts Fair. We wouldn't have the parades that we have. We wouldn't have, you know, even just the networking every month. The things that we want to grow it to, we can't do without you guys. So please come. Please reach out. Please register. Please be involved, and definitely make sure that your voice is heard as well. We want you all there. Everyone needs to have somewhere to go. And I think that it gets harder as you get older to put yourself out there and to be vulnerable. And I think that we are trying really hard to make sure that 2025 is a year where we can all come together. Mental health is huge to me. And I think that everyone needs to know they're not alone. You can come, you know, you can come to these events. And if you have never been there and you just want, you know, you want to meet other people. And even if you're not a member and you own a business and you're okay, I'm in the beginning part of it. I have my business card. I got my business plan. I got my, you know, I got all my bank accounts. Now what? How do I tell these people? How do I just keep, you know, I think that you need to be there. You need to be able to talk to people. And obviously just talking to people and building those connections, it's crazy what that can do with just getting you in the right room. Mm-hmm. And if you come to something and you're not necessarily comfortable, please find me. I have red hair. I stand out. I typically I'm taller. I'm the tallest one at the chamber. So please just come up to me and say, I don't know anyone here. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable just walking up to someone and starting a conversation, because Stacy loves to do that. She likes to just walk up to people. She is definitely that outgoing personality. Sometimes I'm outgoing. Sometimes I'm a little shy. It kind of just depends on the room. But come up to us. Tell, you know, like, hey, I'd love to meet this person, or I know who this person is, but I... like, please just help me get there. Or, oh, is that the mayor? I'd love to talk to him about, mm-hmm. you know, something I saw on the street. Even if it's just something like that, because it's crazy the amount of times that someone's like, hey, isn't that this person?
Yeah.
Oh, I've emailed them, but I haven't heard back from them. And then we'll just go up to them, and they'll start having a conversation. And something that maybe would have been a little bit stuffy, or maybe an uncomfortable conversation, now the ice is broken.
Yeah.
And you can get to it without having to, you know, like you're in more of an atmosphere where it's open and it's fun and there's people laughing. And that kind of takes me to my next stuff with, you know, when it comes to our Houdinis. That's, you know, that's our first networking night of 2025. Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect place for you to come out and make sure that you have, you know, it's somewhere that you've been before, maybe. I know I've always see their food all over Facebook, and I have not gotten to eat there yet. But we definitely want to make sure that you're able to come out. It's funny when I see their term coined liquid activity center. I think that's just hilarious. And I think it fits with, we want you to come out. We want you to come and to come to these things. We want you to network. We want you to be able to, you know, just kind of like learn about the things coming up in the year, as well as just getting out there. It's freezing outside, and it's not always, you know, it's not always fun to just hang out outside, but please come.
We will have that. We'll talk more about that, but it is coming up January 20th, and that's next networking at night. And you guys have a flyer coming up as well.
Yes. So our flyer is out for that. We have it. Obviously, it's on our website, but we also have it an activity event page part of our Facebook. So it shows you all the upcoming networking at nights, as well as kind of if you want to put your interest in, so that you get a reminder from Facebook. I think a lot of people have so many things going on that it's something that you may want to just put your interest in. And then just, it kind of lets us know, you know, to have that host be ready for the food and, you know, and ready for appetizers, things like that. As well as, we really want people to come, and we want it to be successful. So we're trying to make sure that we explain that we are open to suggestions. If there's something that you want to see that you're not seeing at these networking at nights, or you want to do some kind of business card thing, we love doing the fun games and meeting new people, and obviously networking with people that, you know, are definitely essential to this area.
And we want to highlight a good friends of ours, a January member of the month.
Yes. So we have WAM Incorporated, which that's Phil Hartley. He also owns Quality Plus Printing. Phil is such a, he is such a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best way for me to describe him. You always know him too, because he's always has something like bright on.
Oh yeah.
And he loves his green, but I mean, celebrating your inner hero. I think everyone has that inside of them, just like, you know, just being a leader, you have it inside of you. Sometimes it just takes certain circumstances for that to kind of come to fruition, but he's great at doing the small stuff and the big stuff. So even if you want a couple shirts made for maybe a baby shower, you know, or a bridesmaid or wedding, things like that, or you want, you know, maybe you're a small business and you're like, okay, I want to make a couple shirts. I think this is a really catchy phrase. I think just reaching out to him, he's great. He's willing to work with the small businesses. I mean, even the humongous orders, he's open to that as well. So I think it's great to be able to have a conversation with him about maybe where your business is headed and some of those New Year's resolutions for growing your businesses.
We appreciate Phil and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing, and of course, WAM Incorporated. We'll talk more about them on our shows. Phil will be joining us and everything. We do, as we wrap up, Lacey, want to remind everybody to like and follow you guys on all social media platforms.
Yes, we are on Facebook. We are obviously, we have our website, and then we also are working on Instagram presence.
Cool.
Promise has been kind of working on, you know, just making sure that we're staying relevant. We're staying with, we definitely recognize our people that are around my age, but then I think some of our younger people, like maybe my child who's starting in the workforce, and obviously if you're a chamber member, so is every single employee. We have a lot of younger employees that they want to meet people. Yeah. They want to get out there. They want to talk to people. And because they're so used to having a phone in their hand, they're not always the best at social interaction either. So I think it's great for them to feel welcome to come to these things. And we want to make sure that we are getting on the platforms that they use as well, because my daughter, who doesn't even have Facebook, she's like, yeah, it's Instagram and TikTok, mom. Like, none of us are going on Facebook. Like, no, we're not. Like, it's just not going to happen. So then she'll always be trying to like tell us what we need to do for 2025 to make sure that there are younger people there, because I think some of them just have that outside perspective. And I think you can, there's been so many times where we go to something and then they'll be like, oh, hey, like, have you heard of this app, this new app you can share all of this stuff on, and it's free. And it's crazy the stuff that they just seem to know.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they got it from, but They know it.
Yeah. Be sure to follow them on all the platforms and be looking for new ones, everybody. And real quick, Lacey, I know your office will be closed for Christmas.
So a huge shout out to Stacy for allowing us to be with our family during this time, as well as the board. Our office is closed tomorrow, so December 24th, as well as Christmas, and then the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. We are open on the 30th, and then we are closed from the 31st, and then we will be returning on the 2nd. We'll be there January 2nd, next Thursday, and then obviously those are normal business hours.
And find out more by reaching out to the Chamber at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and, of course, all their social media outlets. Lacey, always good talking with you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. Have a great New Year's.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed.
It was an itsy
bitsy, yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Comer, sports broadcaster on WIRI. I'd just like to wish a very Merry Christmas from my family to you and yours.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
Hi, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted highways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from these roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. Gas prices increased last week, rising 3.7 cents for an average across the state of $2.81 per gallon. Despite the expected increase, prices in Wisconsin are still 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 7 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices may hold near recent levels this week. However, in our area, stations will likely be rolling back prices after the recent hikes in competition with nearby gas stations. It will pay to check prices before you fill up. You may be able to save as much as 25 to 50 cents per gallon depending on where you fill your tank. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.48 to $2.84 per gallon. The Riverfront Art Center in Stevens Point is calling for art for their next exhibit called Winter's Garden. This is for artists ages 18 and up. You can submit up to 3 works for the annual juried exhibition. The botanical-themed open media show submissions are due January 9th and 10th. You can fill out the form online or at the gallery. The exhibit opens on Friday, January 17th, and will run through Sunday, February 23rd. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and weekends, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. I still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, low pretty close to 20. Tomorrow, more clouds hanging around, highs upper 20s. Cloudy Christmas Day, high low 30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40. Right now it's 31.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Sharita Booker poses this question. Would you eat a cannibal sandwich as part of the garnish on a Bloody Mary?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 23rd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're welcoming into the studio our great friends, Family Natural Foods. We have Stephen and Katrina Hintner in with us right now. How are you two?
Hey, hey.
Really good.
Good.
Doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah,
good.
Hello,
good.
Radio Land.
Very good to hear. And thank you so much for being in today. Appreciate the year of hanging out with you guys and having you in, all the different things that we have gotten to tell the audience about. It has been a lot of fun. We're going to wrap up the year here having some fun, too, talking about what's happening and some of the great gift ideas and some other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah, thanks. You know, it's fun reflection that you're just saying, like, we've, you know, it's been a year of us coming in, and I mean, many more years but than just year, this year. But yeah, I'm going to take that. I'm going to piggyback off of you and say thank you to you and all the staff here, but also the community for the support over the last year. We've really appreciated it, you know, as a small business, we appreciate that. So
always
thank you.
Always good around like the Christmas season and the new year to kind of reflect on those sort of things. And just so I don't forget about it later in the airing, but early happy Hanukkah to the at least two listeners, perhaps, in the yes. central Wisconsin area, hopefully a few more. And then a Merry Christmas to probably quite a few more of you out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. But what's happening over there, you guys? It's
happening.
A busy time of year.
You know, it's a fun-filled time of year. And I think everybody's a little busier. So we like to try to take the busy away and you know, just remind a few folks about a couple things we have going on. So one of our favorite companies, the Terry Natural brand, that's on sale till the end of the year or the month. And so we've got a couple more days, like about a week left of that. So good time to get it. It's 20% off till the end of the year. And we just really wanted to highlight that as a, you know, kind of a thank you and, you know, really.
Great way to give the gift of health. I know like my wife has a cousin. She doesn't have a lot of cousins. So like all of her cousins, she knows really well. She grew up next to them and stuff. And she had to have like a back surgery. I think herniated disc or something was the problem. And it's been a really rough road to recovery. And she was just sending me a message. She's like, hey, can we send Michelle like a tube of Terry's Comfrey Cream, which is wonderful for healing. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, man, there's actually a couple other things. Like, you know, you can usually think of some of those family members, what would give them more joy than having less pain, you know, or better sleep, or, you know, like we could kind of list a handful of things that
it's tough to top that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, like it'd be great to give them like, I don't know, a box of cookies and some plastic toys from China.
They only last for so long. Those only last for so long.
Yeah.
And yeah, the gift of health or the gift of like helping with your pain and inflammation, like those are fantastic way to look at it. So I agree. I think that's a great way
it's nice. We kind of wanted to give people the opportunity to buy some of those things on sale and to, you know, so, and maybe for yourself too. I mean, that's usually half of it too. It's like, I got to get a few extra of these myself. So we've been having a lot of folks coming in for just sort of stocking up to the end of the year. And still continue for a few more days, like Katrina said.
And we also have a couple other ones to highlight. We have a lot of different immune products on sale, which is a good time to get it, right? We're seeing everybody. We're all, you know, sharing hugs and sharing germs. And so, you know, boost yourself up in the next couple of days because we're going to be with more people. And just it's the season to stock up, like we're that broken record of, you know, have your pantry of those essentially all those things you need. If you get a cold, if you get the flu, you have it there. You don't have to think about getting it when you don't feel good.
You know, getting ahead of that, too, knowing that, hey, I usually say you're maybe not around kids very often, but the kids are going to be over for the holidays and everything, that they are going to have some different stuff than you're used to. Mm-hmm. Being a little bit ahead of this, the curve on this, what is going to only help you and your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And then CBD oil, we have a couple, like one company for sure that's on
plus,
sale.
Plus CBD is on sale. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a second one, but I'd have to look.
So those are good ones also to stock up on. Or
it's good for stress.
Stress,
I don't know.
Inflammation, again.
If you got any of that stress during the holidays.
You gotta think this is one of the more popular times of year for CBD oils. I really do. I say that jokingly, but in all seriousness, to your point, Stephen, about stress and some of that, and certainly inflammation or needs.
Yeah, helps with pain and sleep, you know, like there's three things. That's something we all kind of have at some point in our life, I'm sure.
Especially this time of year where there is just a lot more on people's plates. So that's a great note for that one.
Absolutely. So good time to stock up on some of those. Presentations coming up. We have Stephen's Ayurvedic medicine presentation, which I'm really pumped about. I was actually thinking about it this morning, and I'm like, this is going to be
fun. When's that coming up? I better start preparing.
January 7th, Stephen. It's for Stephen, but you guys can write it down too because we'd love to have you, but it's January 7th at 5:15.
Put this in my calendar
Put it in your calendar, January 7th at 5:15. He is literally putting it in his calendar, everybody.
He really is.
I already had it in there.
Oh, he's there, so on it.
That's good, but it never hurts to double check.
Never.
Stephen's on it all. For sure. But it's awesome. So some people don't know, but Stephen studied Ayurvedic medicine. So Ayurvedic medicine is India's traditional medicine that has tons of different herbs and so many different health benefits. I mean, he's going to talk about it. I'm really probably not the person to talk about it because it's more of his specialty. But he studied in India for about 6 months and really dove into their specific traditional medicine there. So people are going to come away with like newer information, like we know about ourselves, but it's going to be in a different way. It's so cool. It's like, it's more hands-on that you do with that presentation. It's really fun.
Yeah. It'll be really great. And I think people will come out of it, like Katrina said, with some more knowledge of their own health and some tools that they can put to use. And it's a sort of general, a lot of general kind of knowledge. I wouldn't call it common sense because it takes a little thinking, but it's a lot of fun. I've done this a handful of times to some yoga groups. Pretty much every garden club in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area has invited me to do this. I don't know why, but garden clubs like to learn about Ayurvedic medicine, and I'm all about it. That's great.
It's
those people are close to the earth. They're
digging in the ground.
They're planting plants. Mm-hmm. They understand the power of plants, so I'm with it.
I think these presentations are always unique, and they have something that for everybody to them, but they do tend to be a little more specific oftentimes. This one is really broad, not I won't say broad, but really to the point where anybody listening could definitely take something from this event. And I think that it's such an interesting one, too. Like, just even being there and just being able to take in the conversation, I think, is worthwhile as well.
And I think what's also neat about it is it talks about your own personal self, but also within the seasons we change as well, which makes sense. We crave certain foods at different times, and Stephen's gonna go into it. So come on January 7th at 5:15, because I don't want to spoil it all.
Yeah, we don't want to make him use all of his material.
I'm not prepared yet.
Yeah, but it is on his calendar, so don't worry.
Yeah, I'll be prepared.
And then the other ones, I just want to highlight the dates so you have them on your calendar as well. February 18th, we are having an essential oil presentation with Liza from Pranarome. So that's great. She was there last year. And of all of our presentations, we have such amazing presenters.
Yeah.
And we get so many great things from them. But she gave us like bags of things. Like everybody left with stuff that day.
I think everybody left with like over $20 worth of free stuff. And it was all like really useful, cool things that she was explaining. It was like, it was really neat. And she has like really engaging presentations. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of heard of essential oils by now. Everybody's kind of got a couple in their house, or maybe more than they know what to do with. But you know, every time I've gone to her presentations, I've learned something new.
Definitely.
And she kind of comes with new topics each time. Mm-hmm. And they're just, she's just really good. She's very genuine. She'll answer a lot of questions too at the end. So put that one on the calendar too.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the popularity of these, to your point, Stephen, so many have them, but I don't know if we see it. Oh, there's an essential oil. I'll grab that. And we're at a department store or something like that. And their company and her in particular, this is a passion for them. And so when they're all their focus is on this, where you have some of these companies and conglomerates where they've got a billion things that they're just spreading their focus on, or their resources into, or anything. This is their game. This is what they do. Yeah. And there's a lot. There's a difference to it with that. There's also the idea of them being able to come across new ways and different smells and et cetera, et cetera. Just the whole wide gamut of things that are available. I can't wait to hear what she has to say, because she brings it. She not just with the items, but she really always has something fun and interesting to say, and just a really good talker as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And off essential oils, I mean, kind of similar, is I like to highlight some different gift ideas for the holidays. And essential oils are a fantastic gift idea. I'm actually giving one to my mother-in-law. Like, hey, everybody loves essential oils. Some more unique essential oil smells are great. But we also have essential oil bracelets. You hear James rattling sometimes. Yes. He wears them regularly. And those are a great way to continue having essential oils around you through the day when you wear your essential oil bracelet. And those are made locally. And then let's highlight a couple other fun things. Let's do smells right now.
Yeah.
We got the Zum soap. This one's fun.
I love Zum soap.
Yeah, that one's good stuff. That one's fun. So we have different Zum soaps that
this one's perfect for you, James.
Yeah. It is.
If you look at the front, what do you see on there?
Oh, it's a star. There's a dreidel. There's a couple dreidels, actually. And this is a Mazel Zum.
Mazel Zum, everybody.
to each and every one. That's such a great, it's one of the best named soaps you'll ever find. That is so good.
And it smells really good. It's got like an almondy kind of smell to it. It's beautiful blue. What I like about Zum soap is they're goat's milk soap, but they don't smell like no goats. They do not smell like a goat.
That's probably good.
Love goats. Not known for the smell.
The milk is phenomenal.
Yes. The milk's great. They take that milk, then they turn it into, I would say, a beautiful art piece. These are like having them in your bathroom or around. Some people just put them in their sock drawers. They're so beautiful, but the smells are great. Like another one we have is like a winter pine.
Yeah, I haven't smelled this one.
It's just beautiful. Like they're gorgeous.
Ooh.
Everybody can use them.
Yeah.
They're great little like stocking stuffers.
Yeah, these are like one of these things you got to see them to like, I don't know, not see them to believe them, but you know what I mean?
Smell them to believe them.
But if you come in and you see these and you can smell them, then you really can kind of conceptualize who this is going to go to and how you're going to, you know, like give it out. Mm-hmm. They're really beautiful soaps, and they've always been a fun tradition of ours. We tend to sell tons of them this time of year.
Whether it's soap or candles or whatever, you know, there's lots of artificial fragrances and smells out there.
Yes.
You can tell, like, this is, you don't even have to look at the label. You know what it is when you smell. Oh, that's pine. Oh,
that's the actual ingredients. Yeah. I agree. It's, and the synthetic, like I said, in synthetic oils and fragrances are really bad on our health. And we don't even realize they're in our bathroom sprays, they're in our perfumes, they're in our cleaning products, they're in so many things. And one of the worst things about them is they're endocrine disruptors. So they're disrupting your hormones, which your hormones, I don't know if you guys know this, they kind of control everything. And so we can get into a totally different topic.
Yeah, we're here that was a little, I didn't know that.
We're here to share cheer and joy right now.
Yes,
but
yes. Keep it natural.
We'll keep it natural right now. And these soaps are only natural.
Speaking of fun things to smell, can you give James that belly button?
Okay, well, it's not my belly button, Steven.
I love this is an audio medium on that one. I love this. That's good. That's good.
So if anybody doesn't know this, our friend Affy back at the store, you all have probably met her. She's fantastic. She used to own a coffee shop. She taught us what a belly button is. Yes. Not your own belly button. No.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like it took that long for you to learn what a belly button. Okay.
But then the back of a coffee container, you'll see like a little circle. And if you press it.
Kind of looks like a belly button, actually.
Yeah, kind
of. It does.
You press the coffee a little bit and it lets out a little bit of the smell, but it doesn't take the air into it. It only breathes it out, so you can smell the coffees. And these coffees are really fun. They're solar roasted coffees, so they're being roasted by a solar. They're using sun, which is really fun.
Really high quality coffees.
Really good, but they have really fun. Like these are gifts you want to bring to like your in-laws, where you're like, oh, I'm coming to Christmas, but I want to give them something. What can I give them? This is such a fun one to do. There's a name called the Nightmare Before Coffee Blend.
I've been staring at it the whole time.
You want to smell that one? There's the belly button on that one.
Thank you.
Or we have Holidays Winter Wonder Blend. So these are just fun. It's really good coffee, but with like a artistic, fun, silly kind of play on it.
It's a fun gift. And they're good all around coffees. Like these aren't flavored coffees. They're not whatever. Mm-hmm. They're also whole bean coffees. We have a grinder at our store, so you can grind it however you want if you'd like in store, or you can take it home and do that. But I was talking to a lady at the store recently, and she seemed to have tried all the coffees, perhaps in town. And she was saying how like at the grocery stores, there's only like one or two coffees that you can buy that are whole bean. And all the coffees at our store are whole bean. And that keeps them fresher. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's after you kind of have tried these kind of coffees, you won't go back. Also, you know, if you're like one of those, if you're maybe somebody who has folks coming in from out of town, they become coffee snobs from, you know,
who knows
from
wherever,
maybe at school or whatever. And you want to kind of impress them, maybe pick up a bag of this, get it ground for your coffee pot. It'll be all fresh. And then they'll come and they'll say, "Oh, I didn't know you had this kind of coffee here." And it'll be kind of a fun thing. You know, that people get really, really into coffees. And it is a fun time of year to try different types of coffee, too, I think.
I think you hit it on the head with people liking different coffees. And we all have maybe our favorite shop or our favorite type of coffee, but we all go to different coffee shops all the time.
Yeah.
And we'll try different coffees. This is a great one if you haven't tried it before. And you're supporting a local business. It's a win-win right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun for sure. Couple of things to highlight for the new year or for just gift ideas. We love Van Fass oils and vinegars. James has tried them before too. So they're your gourmet balsamic vinaigrettes or olive oils that are just high quality. They're, you know, kind of a lot of the products are grown in the Alps of Germany or in Italy for the oils, and they're fresh, they're pressed, and then they're, you know, go through a little bit of fermentation process through any vinegar does, and they're so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're great for a gift to give, or they're fantastic. You want to make your New Year's or your Christmas, and you're going to add some extra fun flavor to a meal. That's such a good flavor. So fun, the flavors.
Yeah, and you can test them all at our store before you buy them, much like the essential oils or the soap or the coffee. Like you can put in your hand, you can see what it's about. You can
taste it.
Mm-hmm. In the case of the, don't taste the soap, please.
Yeah,
Katrina's kid did that one time.
She's fine, everyone.
She learned, though. I think we've all done that once.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this looks tasty. No,
once?
It wasn't. Once. James maybe did it more than once.
You know, it's a great note about the ingredients because so many, we have your traditional foods that we make usually this time of year.
Yep.
You could still make those. Maybe make it with a different ingredient this time or something.
Try something new. What are some of your favorite oils and vinegars, Stephen?
One of my favorites is the raspberry. It's the Forest Raspberry Balsamic Star. Mm-hmm. And it's got this great, like, it's got the most raspberry flavor.
Yeah, like you just ate it fresh off
of it. Yeah, it's got really that kind of zip of the raspberry, but also, like, all the fruity flavor. Mm-hmm. So you don't need very much, and you can do so much with it. I also like the truffle olive oil, mm-hmm. Because I'm a big kind of mushroom truffle fan, and it's just like you put a little bit of that in popcorn, mm-hmm. fry your eggs in it. Mm-hmm. It just adds like a ton of flavor.
Oh, I haven't tried making the eggs in it before. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried it in the popcorn. It's really good.
Do you then shred some Parmesan cheese on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're getting hungry. You guys want to go out for breakfast?
Yeah,
now?
You guys go ahead and run the rest. I got to write this down.
I think you're going to have breakfast over at your house because you're not going to find these ingredients everywhere.
That's true, for sure.
This is good stuff. What are your favorites?
I think date's a really great one. It's a crowd pleaser. I mean, my girls will eat loads of salads if I put date on that. Mm. And everybody wants their kids to eat more greens. So that's a win-win right there.
Yeah, the date balsamic's really good.
Balsamic.
It's probably one of the most popular, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Mileti is a really good balsamic. It's aged for 5 years, I believe it is. And it's just, it's hard to describe. So that's like one of those, come in and say, hey, I want to try this.
Yeah, the Mileti is like a classic like grape balsamic mm-hmm. vinegar. You know, like it's from Italy. I think it's aged more than 5 years. But yeah, it's like one of those aged balsamics that drips out like molasses, not like vinegar, I guess, because it's so reduced and like concentrated, and you get all those like extra sweet flavors and stuff from the grapes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, like Katrina says, you got to try these.
Honey balsamic, that's another win-win.
Yeah,
I love that one too.
That one's a great
lemon
gift
olive
one.
Olive oil
everybody,
with honey.
Everybody likes the lemon and honey. I've done that as a gift more than once. We have mm-hmm. we have fancy bottles you can choose mm-hmm. from too, mm-hmm. Which work really well for gifting.
And they're such a great gift. It's such a good gift, especially coming from you guys and coming in those bottles or anything. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. A couple highlights, just as some people are thinking about the new year and maybe some extra fun foods and flavors and such too. We have some really good shrimp. In fact, I was just selling some to a farmer friend of ours who, if he could, he'd be a shrimp farmer.
Yeah,
but
he farms everything else.
He farms everything else. And he said, these are the best shrimp I've ever had. They are so tasty. Steve and Jacqueline make tacos out of them all the time, and they're just incredible.
They're like restaurant grade. Actually, I think they're better than a lot of the restaurants mm-hmm. I've gotten shrimp at. Like, they're big. They cook up beautifully. Mm-hmm.
They're a good price point too.
Yeah.
But that's a great like New Year's meal a lot of people like, so I wanted to highlight that. And then we have really good, great like grass-fed steaks, which people are wanting to splurge a little bit more on for the new year or have something just a little bit different. And those are fantastic as well. So those are just a few highlighting things. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the shrub, which is always great and delicious and a great alternative beverage that's wonderful to have at different events too.
Another thing just to remind folks is there's gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
A great thing for the hard to buy for. We sell a lot of gift certificates this time of year for all those folks that you know love Family Natural Foods. And they'll use it. So get them a gift certificate. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what else to get them, it's always a good one. They'll put it to use.
Absolutely.
And
Definitely.
That gift certificate's a really, really, really better idea than you might realize because, these guys have joined us all year long and for many years, and we've talked about a lot, we never really scratch the surface of everything that is available at Family Natural Foods. Like, there is so many things going on over there, you guys, and so many different products that can not only help you and your loved ones, but are really fun and great gift ideas or just great ways to maybe, impact somebody else's life and help them. And while you're doing all of that, you are supporting multiple, multiple, multiple local businesses in our state. So you are keeping that in state as well. Mm-hmm. The layers of good that you guys do with this company, this business. It's great. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that too. So we have a topic, but we don't have very much time. So I think we should just tease it for January.
Yeah, this is a January one. But if you want to come in early and ask us some questions and prepare yourself, that's not a bad one to get a head start on.
And that is protecting your liver and liver health.
How
can we support our liver going into the new year, going into, we maybe overconsumed more sugar, more alcohol, etc. So that's one we just wanted to highlight, and we'll dive deeper into it in January when we're here.
We got some really great products there's some great natural products that do a lot for liver health. I don't really know if there are many pharmaceuticals that help with liver health. Mm. Yeah. A lot of them actually are hard on your liver. I know like our grandma was on some prescriptions and her liver enzymes were bad after a while. And, she didn't drink at all. She never drank the day that I ever knew. But shortly after she started taking milk thistle, this was like 20 plus years ago. You know, a couple appointments later, her liver numbers were where they should be, and they never went down again.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just one thing, but I'd say certainly stop in if you've got any questions on liver health. Or want to do a little bit of a cleanse, a New Year's cleanse.
Yeah, we can talk more about that in January, too. Cleanses are another great option to kickstart the new year.
And a perfect topic for January. A perfect topic
that's
for
right.
January. We're going to need it. We're going to need it. I'll just speak for myself. I'll need it. And we look forward to talking with you guys then. Cannot thank you enough for the time, as always, and everything you guys put into the community and putting up with my questions. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a good New Year's, you two.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
to you and to everyone else listening to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Please spread that to the rest of the staff, too.
And we'll all do. We appreciate everybody it. Says hi, and thank you, too.
Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. This just in, former President Bill Clinton is in the hospital in Washington. In a statement, an aide says he checked in for testing and observation after developing a fever. Luigi Mangione pleaded not guilty to New York State charges in the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. His attorney balked at what she called a spectacle of a perp walk when he arrived last week to face federal charges. A Greensboro, North Carolina police officer was shot to death while responding to a call inside a grocery store. Assistant Police Chief MJ Harris.
Together we are mourning Officer Horan, who was a husband, a father, a son, a friend, and much more to his family.
The last-minute gift shopping mayhem is in full force. At a mall in Austin, Texas, this guy's on the hunt for...
My mom, definitely like a bracelet. My dad, just any shirt, shorts he can get, any like pullovers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers.